From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the complete musical score of Igor Stravinsky's 1913 ballet, The Rite of Spring. The full title of this work is The Rite of Spring, Pictures from Pagan Russia in Two Parts. The storyline of the ballet is this. Each year, a pagan tribe gathers for its annual springtime ritual, which includes the sacrifice of a young virgin girl in order to please the gods. This piece was considered to be quite avant-garde in 1913. In fact, when it was premiered in Paris on May 29th of that year, the performance caused a near riot among the audience, apparently not used to such dissonant sounds. Ultimately, though, The Rite of Spring would go on to become one of Stravinsky's most famous works. Most people who have heard this piece are familiar with it, no doubt, as part of the soundtrack to the Walt Disney film classic Fantasia from 1940. Although this piece was originally composed as a theatrical work, the music does quite well as a standalone orchestral piece, as you're about to hear. The work is in two parts, Part 1, The Adoration of the Earth, and Part 2, The Sacrifice. We have an historic performance here, recorded in New York City in 1960, Igor Stravinsky himself conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The complete musical score of Igor Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring, Pictures from Pagan Russia in Two Parts, composed in 1913 for the Paris season of the Ballet Russe Company. The piece in two parts, The Adoration of the Earth and The Sacrifice, respectively. Igor Stravinsky himself conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra in this 1960 performance recorded in New York. Available as part of a CD released on Sony Classical in 1990, Stravinsky conducts Stravinsky, featuring two 1960 performances, the Rite of Spring performance from New York City, and a performance of Petrushka, recorded that same year in Hollywood. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for program number 1909. We'll conclude the hour with some music of Joseph Haydn. We'll hear his string quartet in G major, Opus 64, number 4, part of a set of six string quartets published under the number Opus 64 in 1790. These quartets, along with six earlier quartets published as Opus 54 and 55, would be known collectively as the Tost quartets, named for Hungarian violinist and merchant Johannes Tost, who was responsible for finding a publisher for all of these works. This work is in four movements and is performed by the members of the Jubilee String Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joseph Haydn's String Quartet in G Major, Opus 64, No. 4, a work from 1790, performed here by the members of the Jubilee Quartet. This quartet was founded at the Royal Academy of Music in London and was named for the Jubilee Underground subway line in that city. As of this recording, the quartet is comprised of Teresa Privratska, first violin, Julia Laux, second violin, Lorena Canto-Volteca, viola, and Toby White, cello. This performance taken from a 2019 Rubicon Classics compact disc, Haydn String Quartets, featuring three of Haydn's string quartets, the quartet in G major that we just heard, Opus 64, No. 4, the Quartet in C Major, Opus 54, Number 2, and the Quartet in C Major, Opus 20, Number 2, respectively. And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, the address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.